Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You night, my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car. I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. That'll make your ass come up top. I'ma speak the words. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Come in your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Y'all, welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual. My man Father Time. Father Time, what's happening, man?
What's cracking, Doc?
Chilling, man. Networking and politicking like we always do about this time. Whew.
Sitting back smoking on my extra cigarette.
Extra cigarette? Oh, you found the pack with 21?
Yeah, man. I'm smoking that extra one, man.
Say, you got an extra cigarette on you?
Yeah, I'm smoking it now, man. Nobody asked me for extra cigarette today, so I'm going to smoke that extra one that I got. That's my pack.
Damn. So you had a good day, huh?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful day.
Well, brother, I'm going to tell you, just in case I might forget, happy early birthday.
Oh, same to you, too, man.
Yeah, I know we won't be on, man. Thursday, motherfucker, be the big dog too.
You're a youngster, man. You're a youngster, man. I'll be what? Oh, the 7. Yep, both 7.
You're an old motherfucker, man.
50 right around the corner, man.
Ooh, man, yeah, that's a half a decade. I mean, that's a half a century.
Yep. You know? Hey. And considering, man, you know, the time frame that we grew up in, man, you know what I'm saying? It's worse now.
Yeah.
You know, you know, when we grew up, man, lucky if you make it 21. That shit, that's literally true nowadays.
All right, wait a minute. Hold on. We got a girl, Slick Mick. Slick Mick, what's happening? You impressed one?
Hey. What's going on, fellas?
We chillin'.
All right. Happy birthday. Early birthday to both of you motherfuckers, but I'm going to still catch y'all on that day anyway.
That's what's happening. Janine, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
You're right. Mick, I'm going to send you your shirt tomorrow, Mick. I just finished it.
Oh, okay. Okay, bet. That'll work.
Be looking forward this weekend.
Okay.
Be looking forward this weekend.
Okay. That'll work.
You ain't at work,
yeah,
mate?
Yeah, I'm at work now. Working hard. Don't you hear me breathing hard, nigga?
Hell no.
Working hard, baby.
Oh, boy. Lord have mercy. This has been one long ass week. And it's just Tuesday.
It's early, man. It's an early week, bro.
You say what?
Early in the week.
I know. Oh, I know. All set.
Just think about your birthday, man. That's what I try to do. You know, that's the one day a motherfucker's not gonna piss me, not even Renee. Motherfucker's not gonna piss me. I'm serious. Renee's not gonna piss me off. It's not gonna happen. I'm not just not gonna allow it.
Yeah, I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best. So everybody week been so far?
Well, there's no week been. What it is, it's all right.
Hey, let me ask y'all a question.
Glad I'm alive.
Let me ask a question right quick. Y'all remember the Jay-Z and R. Kelly CD? That CD they did together?
Yeah. Best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
No, it's called Best. Yeah.
They got a song on there, right? When they talk about a woman starting a fight just to have makeup sex. Y'all remember
okay.
that song?
Mm-hmm.
That shit actually happened. My wife started a fight just to have makeup sex, man. I'm dead serious, man. She got mad at me. I mean, blew up. Because I went to go take a piss and missed a little bit. Because you miss a little bit. And before I could get a chance to clean it up, she went in the bathroom behind me. Snapped out. I mean, blew up like a motherfucker. Next thing I know, we fucked. I'm like, what the fuck? Really? All you had to do was ask. Going like a motherfucker. That's the first time that shit ever happened to me, man. I ain't think it really happened. What the start of the argument, man? I was like, hey, for real? Oh, it's a bullshit, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's not nothing out of your body. You know, motherfucker missed. Motherfucker drank a little bit. He missed a little bit. She snapped out.
Well.
And then got next. All right, you slick motherfucker, you.
Well, you enjoyed it, right?
Hell yeah.
Oh, well, shit.
She was like,
no harm, no foul.
I was like that.
You went in there and cleaned up that piss too, didn't you?
Hell yeah, I cleaned that shit up. Quick as hell. I was that motherfucker cleaning the whole bathroom. Shit.
Now, every time she get mad, that ain't going to be what that means.
Well, see, now she got me trained, though. See, now I'm trained.
You can't
be trying to argue, I already know what's
going
to happen.
You going
to
be naked,
like,
butt naked in the bed already.
Right. No, motherfucker. Man, you just got into it. I know.
I thought this was what you wanted. You know what I mean? We could be arguing on the phone. I'll just come in. I'm butt naked in the bed. I'm like, okay. You got an argument, right?
I hate you. I hate you, too. Like, God damn. Wait a minute, motherfucker. That don't mean every time.
Oh, my bad. I mean, I was just listening to that song the other day, man. It made me think about that shit. Like, hell no.
I mean, it's always best when you do it when you catch a person off guard, but some people you can't do that with.
Well, she fucked up with me. I'm gonna start some shit now. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit rough set, you know? So grab my hair, shit, put me in a chokehold. I was like, damn, all we got to do is argue to get this kind of shit? We've been for the last 2 years.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just saying, man, that's for some other hand, actual, you know, breakup sex that's for makeup sex. I feel, man, I was ready to leave. Man, fuck this shit. You know what I mean? Because I'm thinking, right, you know, if you're starting an argument over some shit like that, man, I don't need this shit. Anything I know, man, it was over like a month. I'm like, okay. I had to think about this shit later on. She started that shit on purpose. I'm just saying, if you ready to leave the house, I'm gonna pack my shit and leave. Mm-mm.
I'm just wondering, you know, you had
breakup sex and makeup sex, though?
Yeah, I have.
Have you ever had a motherfucker start some shit on purpose?
Yeah, I think most women do start it on purpose.
Janine, y'all started on purpose?
Sometimes. It's nothing but it's a game. It's role playing. Just the same. Now, if you got that nigga that's going to pull that gun out on you, you might want to try to do that shit on to that motherfucker.
Hell no. That's on Cass ass. Pull out a pistol in the middle.
Man, some of these motherfuckers think you want to, for real. I ain't lying. Shoot that shit out they motherfucking ass.
Mick, you started it on purpose?
I mean, it worked both ways. But I do, But it worked both ways. You might get, you know, yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's what part of it backfired.
Then
what
I'll just go.
If that's your plan, and then the motherfucker be like, you know what, fuck it, I'm leaving. You in the bed butt naked. Got the room and left on your ass.
Well, you got to have a backup plan sometime, baby.
Exactly.
That's how that works. I mean, not everybody, but I'm just saying, I'll have a backup plan. Just like when your lights go off, what do you do? Huh?
I say y'all keep playing them games. Motherfucker be gone for real. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker like, you know what? Fuck you. Walk out the room. You and that motherfucker taking your clothes off, jumping the bed real quick, and hit the front door slam.
Well, fuck, can you talk to me and do it too? Yeah, like,
yeah, exactly.
Women that do that. Men do it too.
And that's right. And Father Taylor, this is something new. This ain't nothing new. This been going on forever.
I don't know about that one. I don't think men do too much starting shit just to have sex. I don't know about that one.
Yeah. Oh, yes, they do.
I'm with you.
No,
the
difference is we might start some shit, then you might start looking sexy to us. You know, remember the song Neo Mad, When You're Mad? You know, we had that thing, like, you might do something that just looks so sexy to us, but you be mad and it kind of turn us on. But our initial thing ain't to just be like, all right, we better make up bad so we can have sex. No, they don't. No, I don't think dudes think like that. What about you, Tom? You think so?
When I argue, motherfucker, I'm arguing for real. I ain't think about no motherfucking sex. I'm mad for real.
But didn't you just hear what Tama say? He said he gonna start that shit all the time now. See?
Well, no, he gonna wait on it to get started. That's what he's gonna do. He's going to wait on the fight to get started so he can get naked.
No, he's going to go pill like, on again.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He gonna start a fight to get it. But every time she, like, you get on my nerves, he just gonna start stripping.
I've had a few guys do that to me, and I don't know if maybe that's because they feel like our passion is greater or something when we upset or something like that. But men have done that to me.
Well, I mean, like I said,
I'm on the man on that one. I ain't really good at that.
Okay, so what y'all call it when I'm mad at my business? I'm like, I done had a hard day at work, and I'm just sitting at home watching TV, whatever. I'm not even by you. You know, I'm not bothering you or nothing. You just come punch a motherfucker in their arm and shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't never seen nothing like that.
He ain't breaking. He ain't putting no fog in your arm. That's just a little love tap. Hey, what's up, baby?
No, I ain't talking about no love tap. I'm talking about, like, really punch a person in their arm. Or snapping them up beside the head or some shit like that. Y'all don't think that would make us upset?
Love taps.
What?
No, my love tap. What is this? What
are
you doing?
That's
it, huh? Love taps.
Those are not love taps.
We didn't. I mean, a motherfucker didn't come in there to punch you to be like, "Hey, bitch." He punch you. Hey, what's happening, baby?
Whatever.
Hey, that is a love tap.
That ain't no love tap. Not if you putting bruises on my arm and no shit like that. That ain't no love tap.
Hey, I don't know my own strength. I'm sorry, man.
Right. I just didn't know my own strength that particular day.
Hmm.
That's
it's all. The same
I
thing
mean.
To me.
I know. It's a
well,
same thing.
It's the same
we,
thing.
Because if we don't want to be bothered or we, you know, in our own little, we minding our business and y'all coming there bothering us, y'all making us upset.
Nah, it's a difference.
It's the same thing,
I
but it's
it.
Y'all just put it in your own way. It, you know, it's the same thing.
I can't
yeah.
say that. Because,
come on, man.
I didn't come in there to start a fight with you. I'm wondering what the fuck you get, girl. You know I'm just playing. What the fuck you getting mad for?
Cause
see,
you
y'all
know.
Coming.
You know the type of person you with, and you know if she don't like you doing that, I'm sure she has told you plenty of times, don't hit me like that. But you do it anyway. So you want your purpose to start something. Yes, to start something.
Okay, I might be playing, but I didn't hit you to have sex. That ain't going to make me have sex with you. I just hit you to mess with you.
That's right. Why you can't take a joke?
Right.
He was like telling these boys.
I know, right? Whatever.
Well, it's
all role play to me as far as I'm concerned. It's role play. And if you know the person you with, then you should know if they okay with it or not.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't think women care.
What you mean?
I just don't think women care about, like, you know, like if they piss us off.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give two shits.
Right. See, like I said, like you said, we just be playing. Y'all be dead serious. So then it's like he said, she went in and snapped.
Mm-hmm.
Now what it is, dog, what it is, she probably realized she overreacted.
Gotta blame the woman.
Oh, no, I'm just saying. She probably realized she overreacted and she knew she had to make up.
Okay, but it's all role play to me because that's just like you doing bondage. That's just like you doing somebody broke into your house and they trying to take, you know, it's violent. You know, people do all that type of stuff, violent stuff.
Okay, you brought up bondage. Now I gotta ask. I just watched all of. I just watched the 50 Shades of Grey movie. I've just watched.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
oh,
anybody else seen?
So you actually watched that shit?
Yeah, I watched it. Great fucking movie, man. Great movie, by the way. Great movie.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it is.
Hey,
now, you say what?
I ain't never seen it, so go ahead.
Great movie, man. Janine, you've watched it, right?
Of course.
Now,
and read all the books.
Right. Now, my thing is...
Get my contract ready.
In the movie, is a scene where a dude, like, he punished her. I mean, he punished her hard. Like, at the end of the movie, he put some lashes on that ass. But now, she wouldn't, in the beginning, that I want to make sure that I'm right on this. He did that, but she had never signed the contract yet, right?
Yeah, nah, she hasn't signed it yet.
So she was just trying out on a trial basis.
Yeah.
Now, she told him, let me feel your worst. So he let her, he did it, and she got mad. Now, I couldn't understand what she got mad for when she knew what was coming.
Well, she really didn't know what was coming. She had never did the shit before. Okay, what do you consider the worst? And then I guess she like, well, goddamn, that's it. And I guess she decided that wasn't for her.
Yeah, but you asked.
I understand she asked about it. I think she asked about it because the simple fact that she was really attracted to him and she really liked him. But she had never did any of that stuff before. So just like any woman, okay, well, I'm going to see what it's like. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women do stuff for men that they usually don't do.
Yeah, but she knew when she walked in that room, she knew right off the bat, okay, this motherfucker into some freaky shit.
Yeah. But if you've never done bondage before, you don't know what none of that stuff feels like. Hell, she could have thought it felt like candy paper or something. I don't know.
Come on now. She was cool in the beginning with the little taps.
But that's what I said. And maybe he was easy on her.
But he told her. He told her. Now he never put the full court pressure on her,
mm-hmm.
But he told her, you know, she said, "I need to feel your worst." Then my thing was, he told you from the beginning, from the very beginning, not halfway, not once y'all got to dating. He told you from the beginning, hey, this is how I am. Either gonna take it or leave it. She got fascinated, so she tried to take it. But now when the bondage, I mean, when he got to tapping that ass real hard, she got mad. But I just don't think she should have got mad. Just my opinion. That's just my opinion.
I understand what you were saying. Yeah, the first movie wasn't as good as the book was. But the second one's going to be bad. I done already seen the trailer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but, you know, they could never make the movies as good as the book anyway. But I think because the first one was just the initial you know, trying to tell, get the story started. You know, mm-hmm. it didn't really go into a lot of the stuff like we wanted it to, I guess, for people who read the books. But
now,
I saw the trailer for the second one, and the second one, oh, my goodness, this is going to be beautiful.
Now, initially, they were supposed to get Jax to play that part from Sons of Anarchy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But
from what I heard,
a lot of people was like, well, I don't want him to play it. So he kind of caved into the peer pressure and passed the part up. Now, let me ask
you. I sent him a message on Facebook.
Really?
I heard you saying he was too busy doing Sons.
I told him I was. No, he heard after he kind of saw what feedback from people who was hating on him, and then the type of role I think other people were telling him he didn't want to get, like, what do they call it?
Typecast
into those specific type of roles. And so he decided not to do it. But I sent him a message.
Well,
I was like, you know, I'm really disappointed.
Well, now here's my thing. You don't want to be typecast in those type of roles, but you're forever going to be Jax.
Exactly.
Forever. That's the only way I know that motherfucker is Jax.
And here's the thing. I think that would have been a breakout role for him. He would have got a chance to show so many other levels. Because I've seen him in a movie he played in where they told him he had to jump off a roof or some shit.
Yeah, but
the whole time I'm waiting on him to light up a cigarette and say something slick and, you know, something that Jax would do, but he didn't. It's like, Jax, why you acting like a punk?
Right.
I'm gonna tell you a perfect example of a motherfucker who had to do that, and he did it, and he wound up becoming. I mean, I'm not gonna say that he's just a legendary status, but he broke his image. Lorenz Tate. Lorenz Tate captivated everybody with
dog.
That. He was that old dog character, and he knew. In order for him to break that character, he had to do other movies. So thus comes the Inkwell. Motherfuckers lost their mind like, man, why he going out like a bitch? I mean, he got to play multiple characters. And I just think, me personally, I watched the movie. I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoy watching the movie. I enjoy watching 50 Shades of Grey. But honestly, I really think Jax would have been Jax's breakout role.
Yes.
And dog, you ain't watched it, but I really think you should, man. I really think you should.
I got it on DVD, man. I got it on DVD. I've just never been able to put the motherfucker in.
I mean, you know what, man? And honestly,
I heard so much bad shit about it, man. I just heard it was unrealistic. Shit like that, man.
I would love to live that life.
As soon as these kids move out, I'm fixing my room up like that.
Hell yeah. Man, dog, I'm not going to even lie to you. I would love to live like that, man. I mean, dude, to be a dominant and then have a submissive, that's some shit. I mean, I know you're not into that, but oh, that's some shit to have.
Nah, I just take your word for it, man. It was a good movie. I can't see myself watching it.
Man, watch it. Now, dog, I'm telling you, watch it, man. You and your girl sit down and watch that movie, man.
See, that's the kind of problem. She probably went to the movie to see the motherfucker. Yeah.
Huh?
She started that argument.
Right.
Probably. Like, looking around with them 50 shades.
You gotta watch that movie,
man. You gonna be wearing a 50 shades.
I mean, all right. Well, Janine, let me ask you. Now, you said you said that it's believable to you. I believe it's believable to me too. I mean, could you really live that life, like really just like on an everyday, regular basis, or would it have to be something similar to like what he did, what they were doing, the weekend type thing?
Well, I mean, everybody, you have to work. You know, you still got your everyday.
Well, yeah,
life.
I know you
got to
work.
You got to
work. You
so,
got to work,
mean,
and you know.
People usually not doing that during the week. They usually do make it. Even people that are in the life, they usually make it like a weekend thing. I mean, unless you just live with that person. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, let's just say, okay, let's just say you live together. Y'all live together.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you work. He work, you know, y'all come home, you know, that's what I'm saying. Once you come home, can you just like, okay, can you go from corporate America to just submissive on an everyday, regular basis?
Yeah, if that's the life you
want to
lead.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Or,
yeah.
Well, I'm asking you, or would you rather be like, okay, let's make this a weekend thing?
I think for me, I would want to switch it up. Because if you do it all the time, I don't know if, you know, the other person might be okay. And it may stay, I guess what you call it, you know, arousal, you know, arousing for them. But I like to switch things up. So I wouldn't mind doing it. But then I would want to switch it up sometimes.
Right, so you're saying you wouldn't
want to say that I want to be, not to say that I want to be the dominant, but I mean just switch it up, you know. Period, doing different things.
Okay, now, I mean, what do you mean when you say switch it up? What do you mean? Like, cause dude had a motherfucking toy chest for your ass. I mean, he had everything you wanted to, from French ticklers to. To the rough and rugged shit that's gonna leave scars on your ass if he hits you. So my thing is like, when you say switch it up, what do you mean?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, just like this day you want to role play, and this day you want to do the bondage, or hell, this day you want to tie me up to the ceiling fan or something. I don't know.
Okay, because see, like I said, with him, his thing was, I guess what I got out of it, his key thing was like bondage. He loved tying her ass up.
Yeah.
He loved tying her up. And every time he tied her up, you know, he had his little, what are they called? Cat of nine whips? Cat of tail? Whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Cat-tail,
the
yeah.
little small whips.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean, and like I said in the beginning, you know, my only thing with her is that you knew what it was. Now she's like, okay, you know what it was, but now I want something different. I want, like he told her, you can't touch me. You know, well, those are the rules. Why do you keep trying to break them?
Because
she can't touch him.
Oh, she couldn't touch him. Unless, you know,
But see, and that's what I'm saying. At no time, it was like that was the only way he seemed like he can get around. But he didn't want any type of love or affection. You see what I'm saying? So anything that would give him any type of love and affection, he wouldn't sleep in the same bed with you. He didn't want her to touch him. You know, once they were done fucking, she slept in one bed, he would go somewhere else. She wanted more of a relationship. I think she could have went, you know, with the bondage thing if also offering a relationship with it. You see what I'm saying?
Okay. I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, and that's all well and good. But my, like I said, the man did not lie about it. He didn't say, well, that was his thing. He said that. And now my thing is, she entertained the idea. She entertained the idea all the way until, you know, till she's like, well, I want different, you know. They even negotiated the contract. They even negotiated the contract, you know. What the fuck is anal fisting?
Anal what? Say that again.
Anal fisting, because she was like, no anal fisting, no vagina, no vaginal fisting. I'm like, fisting?
What y'all said?
Okay, that's what I thought, but I'm like, well, wait a minute. God damn. Motherfucker ball his fist up and just get the ramming in there now. God damn, I want to know what women gonna take that one. It's bad enough you trying to get your dick in there. You take your fist.
Mm-hmm.
I got some big ass hands. And I just lube this motherfucker up and wow. Start throwing jabs in that motherfucker. But see, I gotta say, she even went as far to negotiate the contract. So to me, I'm thinking like, okay, you're playing a game, but then you want to play by your terms. You trying to play the game by your terms, and this ain't even your game.
No, that's right. That's true. But
you know,
then when she I felt like once she saw that she was in over her head, because she was. Because what you said is right. Now she did try to break it off. She asked him to stop sending her gifts. You see what I'm saying? He was sending her gifts and all this type of stuff. So evidently it was something about her, because he could have found as much money as he made, as much money as he had, he could have had any woman he wanted that would have signed that contract.
True. But then I'm going to tell you, I think what sealed the deal for him was that she was a virgin.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, he looked at her. She was a virgin. That motherfucker,
okay.
when she said she was a virgin, he was like, stop the press. What, you a what? So wait a minute. Let me get this right. Ain't nobody been tampered with this but me?
Exactly.
Oh, man, he was in heaven. He was in heaven.
See, he went against his own rules then. He didn't take her into the room. Remember, after he found out she was a virgin, he went ahead and just had regular sex with her first.
Yeah, okay, he did. He did do that. And, I mean, like I said, I understand, because he even spent the night with her.
He sure did.
Yep. He slept in the same bed with her. You know, he did go against his rules, but then he was trying to get himself back on track. And, you know, like I said, I'm not saying, you know, if you came out the gate, like, look, no, this ain't going to happen, that ain't going to happen. I understand that. But, like I said, I still say I love the movie, but I just think that she entertained it for too long. And then when she wanted to change the rule, well, I want to change the rules about it, and he like, no, you got mad.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it should have been like, you know, hey, you, this is what you wanted to do.
Well, we'll see what happens in the second one.
I'm waiting to see it. I am interested, dog. Like I said,
what'd
you say, dog? Nah, you ain't even watched the first one, man. Come on, man. Seriously, dog. Honestly, I would. I mean, because it's like, dog, I mean, can you imagine, and I don't know, maybe, I mean, you know, everybody's not built the same. Everybody's not cut from the same cloth, and I understand that. But can you imagine, I mean, for the weekend, your wife is at your, I mean, I don't know, Janine, what would you say? At your every beck and call?
Yeah, as long as you're in there, you set up a space. People usually, it's your bedroom, or people set up a whole separate room. Once you go in that room, you know what you are. You see what I'm saying?
Right, and he told her, meet me there in 15 minutes, you already know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, she knew what to expect. She knew, and hell, she don't look like she was in much pain. She don't look like she wasn't enjoying it. It wasn't like she was looking like, oh, he killing me. She looked like she was in pretty much in ecstasy.
Because pain brings pleasure too. Some people don't realize that.
And I understand that.
I think people, the fear sets in with some people. And then some people just don't like pain like that. Some people can, you know, they can take pain better than others.
Okay.
You ain't whipping me with no goddamn lip. I knew that. Hit me with a whip and see what happens. I don't give a fuck if we is fucking. That ain't part of the rules. Don't fucking say shit about a whip.
I mean, so, this ain't like, this ain't roots.
Right.
See, that's what people think about. You talk about whipping somebody, this motherfucker's a heavy like Ruth. My back skin toe all out. It is not
right.
My
goddamn right. I mean, man, Coochie, goddamn it. Or Toby. He's beating on me. He ain't talking about you supposed to enjoy it. Trying to fucking enjoy you beating me with a whip.
So, dog, I mean, all right, man, not to try to get in your business or anything, but do you do any role playing, man?
I don't use no fucking whips.
But
okay,
they're not
okay.
Those type of whips. They're not that, stop it, you don't need to think about them like that. They're not those type of whips. They're not going to cut your back or nothing like that.
All right,
well,
dog,
I mean,
without being too exclusive about your personal life, dog. I mean, just give me a scenario where you just like, fuck it, you finna go all out.
I mean, we've used toys a few times.
Okay.
I don't like toys. I think it takes away from it. Just my opinion.
Well, what if you had the control of some electrocuting toys that you could attach to her nipples?
And I can control it?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Her nipples would be burnt. Her nipples would be burnt. That motherfucker would turn that bitch up full black.
That's for burning my food this week.
Yeah, no, you couldn't get him nothing like that. You could not get him nothing like that.
It's supposed to be for pleasure, not for payback.
Okay, because see, like, I, for instance, like, when I hurt my back, they were giving me these electrical treatments. Mm-hmm. Where she would put on my back and she would, like, turn the volume up, like, tell me when, you know, when it's, you know, too much. And, dog, she was looking at me like, you ain't saying nothing. I'm like, crank that motherfucker up. That motherfucker was feeling good. I'm telling you, it was stimulating some shit in my body. I ain't even know why. I'm like, God damn, okay, wait, the fuck, what is this?
But can you imagine, like, somebody riding you at the same time while it's going?
Shit, they gonna have a baby. Bullshit, you not. You tell what it, I mean, cause dog, I mean, I'm talking about this motherfucker was stimulating. I mean, and it did give you an arousal. It did. I'm not gonna even lie to you, bro. You lucky I was laying on my stomach. Cause it's like, dog,
I mean, it was like, it honestly felt like a motherfucker was, it kind of felt like a motherfucker was fucking you in a way. And I bullshit you not. It felt like, I mean, like, this motherfucker was hitting from the back of my, from my back. I mean, my whole lower body was just, like, tingling. Like, I'm like, shit, 5 more minutes, I'm going to need a cigarette. I don't even smoke. Shit. I'm going to be telling her, hey, just let me lay here for 5 minutes. It's 5 minutes. So, I mean, no, so, with that being said, would you let her put the electrical stuff on you?
No.
Damn. Why not?
I don't deal with pain. I'm not a
couple
pain. That's
just
pain.
It.
I'm straight.
Dog, that's just it. It wasn't painful. It wasn't painful at all.
Yeah. Right, that's a stranger. This your motherfucker, this your woman. You might have picked her ass off earlier today or yesterday, and then she got the controls. No fucking way.
Oh,
I don't got that much trust. Hey, I want to hear about this contract. What was the contract? Why would you have her sign the contract?
Well, first of all, he was wealthy, and so, of course, it was like a confidentiality agreement, but it also was an agreement on the things that he was found, and that they wouldn't be able to sue him or nothing like that, and that they signed it saying they agreed to it, and that they would be at his beck and call whenever he wanted them to come over. Yeah.
So would you get would so I mean you wouldn't think nothing about that as being fun.
Man, I lost the connection, man. I lost the connection. Oh. I had to call back. I missed everything you just said. All I heard, the last thing I heard was Janine say, "Well, he was fun." That was it.
Well, then you kind of explain it to him again.
Well, the contract is basically like it was a confidentiality agreement. It was, you know, telling them everything that he was able to do to them and that they were going to be okay with it. So it was like they were signing so they could never, you know, sue him or anything like that. And anytime he had them under contract, that means he could call them at any time when he wanted it.
Now, was he paying them? How were they getting paid for this contract?
Now, you know, I think, like the other women, he was. From what the book, I don't think he kind of showed it in the movie, but according to the book, he was taking care of them. You see what I'm saying? I don't know if he
they
was necessarily paying them out money, but he was, like, you know, had them living nice and stuff like that.
Right, he would take care of all of their financial needs.
Yeah.
Like, her house went from a motherfucking shack to a motherfucking luxury suite.
Yeah, bought her a car, a laptop.
Yeah,
he bought her a laptop because he wanted to make sure he could get in touch with her at all times.
Yeah, she kept saying, my computer's broke.
Uh-huh.
So... See, Drew, what's up, dog?
What up, man?
Chilla. She had bought this. She was living lavish. Had a little doom buggy car. Motherfucker bought a cherry red. Looked like a cherry red Benz. So she like, I want my car back. I want everything. He like, all right, shit, I still got the shit. Right, just in case you wanted all this shit back, you know, here you go. Alright, Drew, check this out, man. You ever watched 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
Could you live that lifestyle?
Hell yeah. That was easy.
Right. There was no hesitation in that man's voice. Hell yeah. He probably looked over at me. Hell yeah. You need to get up on this.
That motherfucker rich? Shit. Okay.
You know what? Okay, let's just say we just talking. Let's just take out the rich part. I know that's a hell of a part to take out, but let's just take out the rich part. Let's just say, like, you and your woman, on the weekend, you're the dominant, she was submissive. Could you live that life?
Yeah, I still could do it.
See, I'll say, dog, you gotta watch the movie, man, because I'm telling you, I could see me living that lifestyle all the time. Okay,
yeah, for real, dog. Well,
Man, but you know I'd be like Fred Flintstone every time the weekend comes. Yeah, but that would do. I can't wait to get to the car.
but throw the rich part back in there, though.
Yeah, I would love to have the rich part, too. Oh, yeah, Lord. Because, I mean, the richer you are, the better the toys are. Did you see dude's playroom? That dude's playroom was phenomenal.
Well, some people, you have to prepare them for that, because if they never lived that life or even seen nothing like that, they don't know what to do. I was in a submissive stance one day my guy came in, and he wasn't ready for that. I don't think he was, because he didn't know exactly what was going on.
Motherfucker got to be ready for it.
Huh?
You ain't no goddamn whip. You out your motherfucking mind, girl?
And the fucked up part is he did.
I didn't say I had no whip to whip him. I said I was in a submissive stance for him to do whatever he wanted to do with me.
And he didn't do nothing?
Well, he did. So after it took a minute for him to understand what was going on. He didn't understand what was going on at first.
Oh, okay. Then.
Well, like I said, I can live that life. I can. I mean, just like, the whole thing is ecstasy. I mean, everything is sexual. Like, he told her, you can't roll your eyes. If you roll your eyes, you get a spanking. You know what I'm saying? So she rolled up. He looked at her like, did you roll your eyes? Let's go. And you know what I'm saying? He put her across his lap. And I mean, of course it wasn't no, you know, he didn't whoop her like you whooping no kids. It was very sensuous, but yet, you know, like, pow, like, God damn it. It was turning her on. He like, you want another one?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
So what was up with the part where he whooped her, though? I mean, what was he trying to act out on that one?
Well, now, and that's what we were talking about. She said, I want to know what's the worst case scenario. What would be the worst case scenario? And he like, what? And she like, I need to know what's the worst case scenario. So he like, okay. And now, before he did it, he said, you sure you want to do this? Yeah, I'm sure. She bent over. He said, okay, you get six lashes. And he proceeded to give her them six lashes. And she got mad, talking about, don't you ever touch me again and all that shit.
Yeah, but there wasn't no light lick, though. He was whooping the shit out of her. She was a slave.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there.
It wasn't like that.
Yes, he was.
Well,
he was
whooping the shit out of that girl.
But you know, it don't hurt. Like, he's thinking of it like it's a whip, like back in room.
Nah, it ain't no whip. But he was swinging pretty hard,
like
though.
Hey, Drew, I got to admit, he was swinging for the fences.
I'm trying to tell you, he was swinging like a motherfucker. I was like, damn. I was watching the movie like, damn, I felt that was shit.
But see, the thing about it is that he done never did, and they had a safe word. If it got too intense for her, she said red. You know, I mean, if she just wanted him to stop, she said red. If it got a little bit too intense, she said yellow. I mean, all right, calm down. You know, it's getting a little too intense. Now, you asked, your words was, I want to feel the worst case scenario. All right, you got it. How can you get mad when you ask for it? He didn't. It wasn't like he didn't just spring it on her.
Yeah.
She asked for it. I mean, that's just like, okay, you know, if y'all role playing and she like harder. Are you gonna oblige her, right?
Okay, well, what would you do if, you know, you are whipping her and stuff like that, and you see tears come out of her ass? Would you keep going even though she didn't say the safe word?
Yeah.
You see what come out of her ass?
What?
Not her ass, her eyes.
I thought she said ass. I was like, what the fuck? My bad.
I said tears come out her eyes. Would you keep going?
Yeah. She didn't say the safe word. Yeah, you keep going.
Yeah,
first,
she didn't say the safe word.
Yeah. You might say she like pain. She might like pain.
I mean, sometimes people naturally create tears when you in pain. You see what I'm saying?
It doesn't mean that
they want you to stop. It's just that they tear. You know, they cry. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Like, I mean, like, you know, there's tears of joy, tears of ecstasy, tears of, you know, all of that. But now, like I said, it's a safe word. I mean, that's what my whole thing is, that, okay, we've established this. Now, you can't get mad, oh, that's fucked up, you did me like this. Well, if it hurted too bad, all you had to say was red, and you wouldn't have got touched out a nay another time.
Shit, I'd be saying red all the time. Red! Red.
As soon as the motherfucker hit you, red, goddamn.
That's how you get it, buddy.
That fucking chick ain't even hit his ass, and she just cocked back. Red, goddamn it, red. He talking about violent. Honey red.
Oh,
that motherfucker be hollering at any color that got red headed. Stomach up his ass. Burgundy.
That shit ain't for everybody, because I couldn't get into that shit. If I'm hitting you and you crying, I'm going to feel bad.
See, and that's what I'm saying. Some people, they feel like that. If they see you starting to cry, they going to feel bad and want to stop.
Yeah, that's me. See, I couldn't
some
get
people,
into that.
Some people, that don't arouse. That wouldn't arouse them.
I mean, but if
you
that's
can't
the
start
role
crying
we're playing.
Me.
I mean, but if that's the role we're playing, you know, if we're playing a dominant role in this, that, I mean, That's the part of it, ain't it?
Yeah, but you know what, though? Even though it's a role and I'm not that type of motherfucker, it's still going to affect me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm not that type of dude.
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm going to tell you, my thing would be the body language. Now, if you know you pushing me off and doing all that, then, yeah, I'm going to stop. But if you sit there taking it
Nah, I'm not gonna stop. I mean, especially if this is the game we're playing. Now, if you pushing me off and move and, you know, style higher and you're not even trying to take it, then that's something different. Then it's like, okay, I'm not gonna do it.
Well, I tell you what, dog, I'm gonna play the role of the bitch and be like, stop. Get off me, goddamn it. Stop. I'm calling the police. I said stop, she ain't stop.
I can hear that saying that. I said fucking stop and she didn't stop.
Yeah, they be having bondage parties and stuff like that. I've never been to a bondage party per se. But I've did a lot of stuff with bondage. But it's a lot of groups out there that they do parties where they do all that shit together.
Now, see, I wouldn't do that in a party because something like this, something like that, I would have to do with somebody special. You couldn't just randomly. Now, Father Time, I'm with you on that. That couldn't be no random. Couldn't no random motherfucker be behind me with that whip. No. Cause see, I'm an asshole. I know it. Oh, you gonna hack that ass in there? Okay, I got something for you. I'm gonna be swinging like old boy. I'm gonna be swinging like him at first. Get him though. They gonna be taking me out the handcuffs. Get him the fuck out of here. Hey, I thought she liked it rough.
And you would be surprised because there's a lot of men that like to be the submissive one that be tied up and getting whipped.
That's
where my jackass just would come out because I walk past and he got his ass hiked in there. Give me that. Let me see it. He gonna be like, God damn, this bitch strong. And that would be the new definition of tearing a motherfucker a new asshole. That motherfucker be all in his safe word he can think of. Pineapple, red, banana, green, strawberry, plum. You know what? Now, come on. I could not resist that. If I'm at one of them damn bondage parties, I see some old motherfucker, crazy motherfucker, got his ass hiked up in there, spank me. Yeah, all right, motherfucker. You know what? You know what? I think I'm just going to go back home. That motherfucker would be able to sit down for a week fucking with me. Why be bad?
Yeah,
as hell.
I'm going to watch, though. I would participate, but I will watch that shit. Motherfuckers beating each other. I watch that shit like a motherfucker.
No, women be smacking the shit. They be smacking the shit out of men and punching them in their face and all type of shit. It depends on what they like.
No, you ain't gonna punch me in the face, man. I might try the shit out once, but you punch me in the face, we got a problem. This shit just got real. Fuck that. You know what I mean? I see that shit on like Jerry Springer back in the day. Motherfucker come out there with Pampers crawling around on the leash and shit. Man, I can't go. I can't do no shit like that, man. My pride won't let me.
Nah,
do that.
Nah, I wouldn't do no shit like that neither, man. I mean, just that. I mean, but like I said, I just think that now that part, I think I can have fun with.
Well, yeah, if I'm the one dishing out the motherfucking pain,
don't get mad.
I can't take that shit.
You can't get hurt.
Motherfucker got a ball in my mouth, so I can't scream. Ain't no password then. How the fuck you gonna hear the password? I got a ball in my mouth. You should have beat the shit out of me, and I can't do shit about it.
Well, if you got a ball in your mouth, motherfucker, don't get tied up, bitch.
I'm just saying, man. I'm gonna kill that motherfucker when she untied me. It's over.
Bitch, you set me up. You know I can say
it. Right, I'm just bleeding like a motherfucker. Well, you never said stop. You never said the password. Bitch, I couldn't talk. You heard me mumbling some shit. Bitch. I got a ball in my mouth, so I'm supposed to say the password. What's the password?
Maybe you're supposed to tap three. You're supposed to tap three times.
Well, she didn't say that shit at the beginning. The password is pineapple. Now put this in your mouth. Well, how are you supposed to hear me with this shit in my mouth? Just do it. I can understand you. I'm fucking that hoe up.
Well, that just reminded me. I got my ball in my drawer. I didn't even use it.
See what I'm saying? See, now how you supposed to hear the motherfucker say the password? And he got that shit in his mouth.
That's for me.
Oh.
I mean, some men like that, but I'd rather it be for me.
Nah. Yeah. You ain't putting no more.
I got to ask a question. I'm going to change it up a little bit, but I just got to know this. Did anybody watch Love and Hip Hop Hollywood? I'm a big Love and Hip Hop fan.
I just got through watching that shit.
All right, man. Now, honestly, dog, honestly, how does the gay shit make you feel, man? Do you think that shit should be on TV?
Man, I mean, I don't give a fuck about it being on TV because, you know what I'm saying, the world need to know that this crazy shit is going on. But for this motherfucker, man, to be sitting up here talking about he trying to keep it under wraps, you know what I'm saying? Because it's, nigga, the world is saying that you gay now. What the fuck?
Right.
I didn't get that part.
Gay.
Yeah, I didn't get that part.
All right.
Well, you know,
y'all got to fill us in. Y'all going over our heads here. We'll fill us in. All
right. It's Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. You know love and Hip Hop
Atlanta,
right?
Atlanta, yeah.
They got
right.
one in Hollywood. And they got these two rappers. It's two rapper dudes. And they in a relationship with each other. One of them is already out, but the other one don't want nobody to know.
Right. Because he got a female.
He went on the
right,
show.
Right, he got a woman.
Yeah, he got a woman.
He on the show.
Okay. Continue.
And see, my thing is, I think they pushing this shit a little too much. You know, they kind of throwing it up in your face nowadays.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, it's pretty much acceptable nowadays. You know, it's acceptable. But you ain't got to put that shit in my face like that.
Yeah. I feel what you're saying on that one. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy on the ninth episode. They was in the strip club. And the dude said, I just wanted to reach over there and grab you and kiss you right then. And dude was like, really? That shit had me cracking the fuck up.
Yeah,
man, you talking about some motherfucker getting punched? Man, I wish some motherfucker would. Well, I just want to grab you and kick you. Okay.
But you know what, though? Nah, it had to come out. It's got to be out because it's on the show. You know, they take the show early and then they play it later. So eventually he had to come out by the end of the show because everybody know.
That's what I said. I said the same thing me and Baby was talking about. I said everybody know. Because I saw it on Facebook before I even watched the episode.
I didn't see it on Facebook. But I just think they just pushing that shit too fucking much, man.
I mean, are these some well-known rappers?
The dude Miles, man, is his family is a producer. That's how he got in it. You know what I'm saying? It's like his daddy or his uncle or somebody like that. And the other dude is just a dude in the scene. He ain't no rapper though. He just, you know. That's
okay,
his boyfriend. You're
talking about the dark skinned dude is a producer.
No, the Miles, it's whoever he's related to is the producer. That's how he got. That's what I read.
The pretty
the tall one. Yeah, the tall motherfucker. Yeah, the tall light skinned one.
Yeah, the crystal looking motherfucker from New Jack City. I never liked you anyway, pretty motherfucker. Talking about that.
Is this Is this the one that Ray J on?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this is one Ray J on. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All
Ray
right.
J Soldier Boy.
Okay.
And the dude from B2K.
Lil Fizz.
Yeah, Lil Fizz.
Yeah, he on there too. And Omarion.
Okay.
Now, all the dudes I heard of, I ain't heard of none of them damn chicks. I ain't heard of not one of them hoes. Never heard their name before until I started watching the show.
Okay, well, I've heard of this one, but I've never sat down and watched it.
It just started, man. Try to catch it on demand. It just started. And you'll see how they push it
to the one. I guess in society eyes is if you don't like it, don't watch it. I do agree with you that there really is like this. The promotion of this gay thing is like, I do, like I said, it's just my opinion. I do believe that it's out of hand. Back in the day, it was a decision that you made. It was a decision that you made to say, well, I'm going to be gay. And I think a lot of people nowadays are just, I think a lot of people are doing this because it's fashionable.
Yeah, you said it coming in.
That's what I mean by that.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by they pushing the shit in your face. Because kids growing up nowadays, they don't know that shit is, and this is just my opinion. This is just me all the time. That shit is unacceptable to me. That's just me. You know what I mean? And if you keep pushing it out there, then, you know what I'm saying? These kids going to grow up thinking, you know what I'm saying, that that's the way it's supposed to be. And it's not.
I agree with you.
Because it's a lot of times, like, you know, I think Drew, me and you pretty much like the same age. We're around the same age. Well, you're not really that much older than us. So I can honestly say that our generation, we didn't grow up seeing that shit. We was growing up to see a man wanting a woman. We didn't grow up seeing a man wanting a man. So at the impressionable ages we were at, where it's like, okay, what do you like? Shit, you knew to like a woman because that's what you was brought up saying. But now, like you said, they're pushing this and pushing this and pushing this, and to the point now where it's like, these kids are so confused. Like, well, they say ain't nothing wrong with liking a boy. So I guess if you kiss me, I'm supposed to like it. No, motherfucker, if he kiss you, you punch him in his motherfucking face.
That's what you're supposed to do. You know?
Yeah,
when
but
we was growing
like you
up,
said,
man, that like
impressionable
this,
age.
When we was growing up, if you was gay, nobody knew it. Just you and that motherfucker you was fucking. Y'all the only two motherfuckers
True.
That knew that y'all was gay.
Yeah.
Everybody had that suspicion about the motherfucker in the hood, but you could never prove that shit because they would never show it.
Yeah, they would never admit it anyway.
Walk around holding hands.
Yeah, they would never admit it.
And really, that was just men. That wasn't women.
Yeah, you're right. That was men.
It was more men. Like, I grew up with my aunt. Well, I had a bunch of them was bisexual and stuff.
But when you look at women,
you look at them like, oh, they just ain't friends. But, I mean, I knew it was more than that. But, you know, after you get to a certain age, you know it's more, you know, they all in the bedroom together and shit like that. And they just doing things like girlfriends would do. So I grew up like that, but it's more acceptable for women than it was more acceptable for them than it was for men.
It's still like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It is still like that today.
I think it never gonna change. It's always gonna be like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, no. Actually, I see it changing because now it's like, hell, they done passed the law.
I mean, they done passed the law, but still, when you look at it, You know what I'm saying? You if you would rather see two women kissing than you would rather see two men kissing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just like it's just more.
You know
acceptable.
What? That's for our generation. This generation upon us, they don't care. They really don't care.
And I don't like to see that shit. Two niggas.
Yeah, but
exactly.
You know,
I mean, cause,
at the same time, that can also go towards women. You have some women out there that don't want to see two women kissing.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So that shit kind of go both ways.
Yeah, I agree.
I would love to see two women kissing, but I don't want to see two men. You know what I'm saying? But then there's a woman out there that think totally opposite of what I just thought. You know what I mean?
True. True.
She's like, I'd love to see two men get down, but I don't want to see two women. So, you know.
And you know what? And that to me, not man, what you said that, like, you have women saying, like, okay, with the threesome thing. You know, I think it was Sunshine that was on here a while back. Well, if he gonna fuck you too? Really? That's what you want to see? You really want to see your man take some dick?
No, you know. Hell no.
You know, and it's like.
She was just talking was, crazy. She know damn well she didn't want to see that shit.
I'm just saying, but. You know, because last week, I just flicked the TV and I caught a Jerry Springer episode. And the guy on that, and I know Jerry's over the top, and I know, you know, half the shit probably made up, but for you to even go on TV saying this shit, you got to be kind of crazy, your goddamn self. But the situation was, it was a chick, a female, and she was like, she fell in love with her cousin's roommate. And the cousin, which is a guy, she like him and him are dealing. So, you know, in my mind, I'm like, you fell in love with a gay guy? And, of course, you know, they have to come out, they have to do the fighting and all that shit. And the dude was like, well, I was just there for the money. I ain't gay.
Yeah, whoa. But did she know? Did she
know
he was messing around with the roommate?
Yeah, I mean,
that's
what she
met him.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's what I said. Like, really? You fell in love with a gay guy?
Especially if you already knew that going in. Oh, I could change him. I don't know if you could change that.
Yeah, so it was just like, you know, the gay guy, the dude was like, I ain't gay. I just did it for the money. You let a motherfucker put his dick inside of you for some money? And you talking about you ain't gay?
Well, you know, they do have male prostitutes, dog. They do that shit every night.
And they're gay.
Well, they may consider themselves bi. They might be sleeping with men and women.
No,
if you're a prostitute,
you let them
you're sleeping with a man or a woman. Whoever's going to give you the money, that's who you're sleeping with.
Well, I just figure you're a gay prostitute. I don't know other way to put it.
Well, I mean, to me and you, maybe.
They bisexual.
To them, that's what they are. I bet you that's what they consider themselves.
You know what? And call me a Neanderthal or just old fashioned or whatever. I know this is double standard. I know it's a double standard, but I'm gonna say it anyway. If you a dude and you taking some dick or you putting your dick inside a dude, you're gay. Hey, there's no bi to me with that. I'm sorry. There's no.
Yeah, but
oh, man, I'm.
But if you're a woman, you're a freak.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a double.
Exactly.
You called it.
I just said it. I'm not. I'm not. I already said it. I mean, hey, I didn't make the rules. I just live by them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
man,
I know
man.
I'm.
They call that a closed I'm, mind, bro. You got to have open mind, man. You a little closed
really?
Minded on that one, bro.
Really?
You a little
and
closed minded
talk?
On that one. I know, hey, I know I'm closed minded on a lot of things. But you closed
so you,
minded
you,
on that one, dog.
Okay, maybe I am. So you really, I mean, without a shadow of doubt, you would never look at this dude if he just told you I'm bisexual. You would never look at him and say he's gay.
If he's bi, he's bi. If he's gay, he's gay.
Okay,
nigga,
so
ain't
you
no
y'all,
say, what the hell?
Okay, so once again, I'm
I
asking
mean, there's
you.
There's a difference.
Okay, okay, y'all, hold on 1 second. I'm asking you. Me and you kicking it. Now, I done been around you over 30 years. Me and you kicking it. We see these two guys walking, kissing and whatever, and you going to tell me. Now, you and I say, well, you done seen this dude with a, you done seen him with a girl before, but now you seeing him with a dude hugging, kissing, being affectionate and everything. You honestly just going to look with no problem and say, ah, he just bi.
Well,
you're not
going to
be like, man, that dude gay.
If I know a fact, if I know for a fact that he's fucking men and women, then he's bi. That's the definition of a bisexual.
Game, recognize game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. I can't, where's, can I help you,
I mean,
sir?
It is what it is, man.
Man,
if you're doing both sides, you're bi. If you're doing,
I understand what you're saying. I understand. I understand the correct terminology of it, but
I don't agree with that.
You're not gonna sit there and say that he's bi. You're gonna call him gay.
Hey, I agree. I agree with you, Cash, for real. Because I just feel like if the terminology is bi, you fucking around with men and women. But man, if you fucking around with the snake, just go for men and women. This is just how I see it. If you fuck around men and women both, nigga, you is gay. I don't give a fuck, man. That's just how I see it. You know what I'm saying? Because one day you might want one going to be dominant than the other. You know what I'm saying? Which one is going to be dominant? The one, if you a man, you're going to want more dick one day, or you're going to want some more pussy. Which one is it? You see what I'm saying?
So why when you see a woman, it's different? Why would
yeah,
you see a woman? You see a woman walk down the street hugged up with another woman, and then later on that night you see her with a man at the club. What you
she,
call
she
her?
She's still gay. She's still gay. She just about to
but
she
said
she, nigga.
Yeah, she. I mean, right, that's just the difference. Shit. I mean, she's bisexual. I mean, I understand the terminology, and I mean, yeah, but I mean, like I said, I don't know.
I
like,
don't
okay. Let's ask a woman. Janine, let's ask you.
I was just going to say
you
that.
Said,
Janine, break it down for him, please.
No, I don't need her to break it down for me. Like I said, I know the terminology of it. But now, you tell me. Now, in your own words, you're a bisexual woman. Now, in your own words, I mean.
Oh, she's bi, though. But if you saw her in the street, she's gay.
Can you, okay, can you deal with a bisexual man?
No, well, that's just not
well,
my type.
Okay, why? Explain to me why you can't.
Because I don't want a guy who sleeps with other guys.
Okay.
I don't.
Because
that's just not me. I just don't
because of
want
what?
A guy.
What,
who,
what's the reason?
Because I don't want a man that sleeps with another man.
Okay.
But because he's gay.
To me. To me, bisexual is when that person is sexually attracted to both.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, that's the right terminology.
Gay is if you only sexually attracting that, you just sleeping with women just to be sleeping with them because maybe they paying you, maybe you trying to be on the down low, then you are still gay. You see what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah,
so you really don't know that until you get to know that person. So you
right.
really don't know what they are. But my thing
yeah,
is,
it,
so of course, if you see them, that's the first thing you think. But they could be sexually attracted to both.
Uh-huh. Okay, but we'll never know, you know what I'm saying? Because like you say, you sexually attracted to both. But like
mm-hmm.
you said, that he only doing that for show. It's a lot of them that's really probably out here doing it for show. You know what I'm saying? Because,
hey,
you know,
man,
they only fucking around with certain
the
people.
Words.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for real, though.
You took the words right out of my mouth, dog. I was just about to say the same thing. I swear.
A lot of these dudes is gay. And they just trying to make
exactly.
a point for their parents or their family or whatever. Them niggas is gay, man. You kiss a, I don't give a damn. You the world terminology is bisexual. You kiss another man in the mouth, nigga, you is gay in my book. I don't give a fuck.
So that's also that shit ain't attractive for me, shit. That don't turn me on at all. You know, I don't care what the hell you call yourself. It ain't attractive to me. I'm not attracted to you.
And you don't need to be around me no motherfucking more. If I catch you kissing another man, shit, we cut all ties, brother. Yeah, because I'm not fucking around no fast.
Right.
You might slip up one day and think it's cool and make a pass at me, and I'm going to jail on everything.
Yeah, I mean, what Martin say?
Well,
the way that water be glistening off your body.
So he don't even got to make no pass. Just let it be known that y'all was hanging together and some words get out wrong.
Right.
You
right. You hanging with the old sweet dick Willie the other day, huh? Oh. Sweet dick Willie. To William? Well, we call him Sweet Dick Willie. you know, because you called him William, but everybody in the gay community calls him Sweet Dick Willie.
Nah, they call him Delicious. I ain't calling no grown ass man Delicious.
Exactly.
I just said Delicious.
No, sir. Shit. You know, it's just, you can't, I mean, it's like, damn, like you said. You think you're guilty by association.
Yeah.
Because I'm not, now, hold on.
Go ahead.
I got a partner, he's my guy. And I know he's not gay, but he's one of those people that's like, you know, if you cool with him, you cool with him. And he got cool with this gay guy.
Hold on. PSA, he is not talking about me. All right, go ahead.
No, he got cool with this gay guy, man. And, I mean, they're friends. I mean, you know. And he fell on some hard times. So, old boy told him, hey, man, you come stay over there. You come stay with me. And he did it. I mean, because in his eyes, he was like, well, this is just my friend. Now, me personally, I couldn't do it. And I had to ask. I said, hey, man. It don't bother you? And he said, he told him, I got one time to wake up and your ass hovering over me, I'm going to beat the fuck out of you out. I'm not playing. But, you know, I've had a couple of people come up to me like, hey, what's up with your boy? I'm like, what you mean? Man, why the fuck is he with old boy all day? You know, and I'm like, they cool. They cool like that. And, you know, it's like, you know, I mean, like I say, I've been around dude long enough to say that, no, I don't believe he's gay or anything. I just think he's a nice guy. I think that he's just one of those type of friendly people. I mean, the first time I met him, he actually just was talking to me, and I'm like, man, why the fuck are you talking to me? And he was like, well, we're the only two down here, so we might as well, man, we ain't got to talk. But he was just a friendly guy. But I mean, me personally, like I said, I don't have nothing against. I mean, y'all do y'all thing. I'm gonna do mine. Y'all do y'all's over here. I'm gonna do mine over there. You know, I just don't. I mean, I don't know. I just can't see it.
I have a question. Why do some men think that just because a guy is gay, they ought to take it easy on him? You know how you have those tough guys, but then when they see a gay guy, they feel like, you know, if y'all get into it, he ain't female, he's still a man, just because he's gay.
Shit, I don't feel like that shit.
Oh, I don't feel like that either, bro.
I seen the app. Especially now, you know what? Now, at one point, I probably did kind of be like, I probably would have been like, man, get your little feminine ass away from me. But I watched this videotape, and I don't know if I ever said, I probably made mention to it. But that motherfucker got the, y'all want to throw some hands? You want to throw these hands and get your motherfucking ass dusted? You can throw these hands. So the dude looking like, man, bitch, you better go. But everybody kept saying, hey, man, them are two men. Them two men you fighting.
Yeah.
And they commenced to beating the shit out the dude. They beat the, that motherfucker had him in that front foot, that front face headlock, and that motherfucker was warming his ribs up. You seen him breaking down. But I mean, he couldn't fall. I guess he felt like if I fall, you know, I never hear the end of it. But I mean, at the end of the day, he got whooped by two men. Two men jumped him.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Granted, it was two men with some heels on. Motherfuckers like he got his ass whooped. No, he didn't get his ass whooped. He got jumped. He got jumped by two dudes. Like I said, they made a hair heels and spandex on. But they were still two dudes.
Man, I got a cousin that's gay, and that nigga looks like a baby Lou Ferrigno. Shit. run up on him if you want to, goddamn. Shit, all right, then.
Man.
Shit.
My cousin was telling me that story. Go ahead.
About the ones, the hands.
Huh?
What, the ones about the hands?
No, I said my cousin was, you know, my big cousin, the one who think he tougher than shit, was living with my other cousin who was gay. And my other cousin was drag queen. You know, he dressed up like a woman and everything. And he tried to tell him, they had went out somewhere, and he tried to tell him not to, he had just hit a pole, so he was telling him, come on, man, we going to go get a cab. And he tried to fight him. And he was just trying to be nice or whatever. You know, I'm thinking this motherfucker gay. He said that motherfucker started beating the shit out of him. He said he had to think about it. That's a motherfucking dude.
That's a dude.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm gonna fuck, how much makeup he got on? Like I said, I'm gonna fuck if he got the press on nail, that's still a motherfucking man.
Hey, you take all that shit off, you still got triceps and biceps and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, I'm seeing it.
He was like, that motherfucker was tagging my ass. I had to put my shit up. I'm like, wait a minute.
Hell yeah, see it. This motherfucker throwing overhead rights like Lenny Lewis. Shit. Hell no. This motherfucker got a form with his punches. He ain't with Bill in this motherfucker coming with haymakers. Yeah. I'm not gonna keep letting this motherfucker punch me. You got me fucked up. I'm going in. I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck, motherfucker. Hey, what? That sissy want to fight you? Oh yeah, I'm telling you, they be like, goddamn, Cass with it. That motherfucker struck. He didn't have no mercy. Shit, and we'll tell any motherfucker around me. You goddamn right. That's a motherfucker man I fought. Hell yeah, I'm a, and God forbid, please let me win. Cause I'm gonna stand proud like shit. Hell yeah, beat the shit out that nigga, and that's gonna be what I'm saying. You whoop that girl, you whoop that fag. That's a man. You give a damn. That's a man. I'm just like I seen these two fags. I'm sorry. I seen these two gay people
on Facebook fighting. And initially, it was like, bitch, bitch, bitch. That motherfucker got the tag in his ass. Man, they went for bitch, bitch, motherfucker, motherfucker. Hey, that dog man came out of his ass then. He got the beat. It wasn't no bitch, bitch, bitch. It started off with the bitch, bitch, bitch. But shit, man, them was, you heard them motherfuckers grunting and groaning. Man, shit. Two motherfucking men fighting, shit.
Hey, did you see that one with, they jumped on the dude at the damn fair, the state fair, wherever the hell they was at? Did you see that one?
Yeah. Dude got that dread dude, the 10-piece.
Man, he was rocking his ass, boy. Till everybody else jumped in, he was winning the fight.
Yeah, he was winning the fight. Till everybody else jumped in it.
So everybody jumped in it.
But was
he was tagging that motherfucker.
Nah, they was at a state fair, man. They said the line was moving too slow, so they tried to fuck with the dude, the operator, and one dude had some dreads, ran up on the operator. Operator gave him a doop, doop, doop. Gave him a nice little combination.
Yeah, then the whole time he jumped in it.
Yeah, then everybody else jumped in it.
Yeah, he had like 10, 11 motherfuckers beating on him.
Oh, well, at least he got that one motherfucker.
Oh, he was
tagging. Yeah, he got him. It's always the first one to run up on going to get the worst of it.
And you know what? And to me, I haven't seen it, but in situations like that, he won the fight. Cause evidently, your boy wasn't for the win because y'all hurried up and jumped in on him.
That's exactly what happened.
And then he got tough when everybody else jumped in and helped him. He got real tough then.
What, the motherfucker that got his ass whooped?
Yeah. You know how when people jump in and help you get real tough then.
Because you got
you know, yeah, you know what, and this reminds me, man, before we get up out of here, I went to the Ivanhoe reunion, right, my neighborhood, and my guy Corey was there, and he was like, he said, hey, man, you know, everybody got all these stories about Butch, how tough Butch was, how tough Butch was this, Butch was that. He said, I pissed his brothers them off. I said, what story did you bring up? He said, you remember about the fag that whooped his ass? And I just immediately bust out laughing. Now, here's the story. Now, we kicked out of school. We got Title 20, right? So, you know, we at home. I'm getting dressed. He come bolting through my door, man. I mean, he comes bolting through my door. Come on. Come on, motherfucker. Come on. Let's get this motherfucker. Well, what it was is that Butch had gave dude some work on consignment. And the dude was like, fuck you. I ain't paying you shit. So, you know. Butch like, oh, no. Now, my boy Butch, he had them hands. He on boxing team and everything. Butch was known for putting the motherfucker on his ass. So, Butch come get me, man. I'm running down the street. I ain't got no shoes on. I'm running down there in my socks. So therefore, you know, I can't run as fast as him. We on gravel, and he's running. So we catch the dude at this store called the car wash. That's what we used to call the store, the car wash. Simon, you know what I'm talking about, right? Car wash.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
we catch him. We walk in that. Well, Butch walks in. Butch walks in the car wash. What's up now? Dude turns around, and when I say he put a motherfucking four-piece on Butch, oh, he put a four-piece on Butch out of this world. Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you, I will go as far as to say that. First and last time I'd ever seen somebody stun him like that. But that boy, I guess he underestimated him because he was gay, and he thought this dude wasn't going to, you know, like, I guess he thought the dude was going to be just one of them oversensitive and fall to his knees. Shit, that motherfucker turned around and put a mean four-piece on Butch.
I had to crack the dude in the head with a cane. I mean, because by the time I got up there, you know, he had already put some four piece on Bush. Bush just staggered back. He was coming around. He was coming around for that second time. Now he come with his overhand rights like Lennox Lewis.
So what you say? If you wasn't there, Bush would have got his ass whooped.
Hey, if I wasn't there, Bush still be getting his ass whooped. And I said, man, so you know, of course, they like, oh, man, that ain't happened to my brother, did it? I'm like, y'all want the truth, or y'all just want me to just say I don't remember? So, I mean, hey, you never underestimate none of them. Like Jadine said, a cousin said, "Damn, dude, putting them motherfucking hair makers on his ass. Shit, what you gonna do?" All right, y'all, we got to get out of here. We done went over. Oh, man. Hey, y'all is crazy-ass people. God damn. Dude, you ain't last words for us when we get up out of here.
No, man. I can wait to hear y'all again tomorrow, man. Good show.
That's what's up. I don't know. Mick just listening. She pressed mute. So, Janine, you ain't last words for us.
Yeah, it was good talking with y'all. It was a good show. Have fun. And I'll be here tomorrow.
That's what's happening. Timer, what's happening, brother?
Man, thank everybody for calling and thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. You know, I sound like Russell Simmons from Def Comedy Jam.
Yeah, you do say it, dog.
You know what the motherfuckers say? The same thing after every show.
Damn,
I'm coming out. God bless.
All right, y'all. Take it. We be back tomorrow, y'all. Same bad time, same bad channel. We out. Peace.